Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Inshallah, today we are going to do a little bit of exercise like the last time. So get your paper and pencil ready. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. Inshallah. So what I would like you to do is take your paper pencil. I'll give you about maybe 10 or so words. Make four columns next to them. Top of the first column, write just the name Al-Idhar. Second column, Al-Iqlab. Third column, Al-Idgham. Fourth column, Al-Ikhfa. Now let us write down the words. Okay, now just as a refresher, do you remember that Al-Idhar, the first column will be alphabets. Hamza, Ha, Ayn, Ha, Ghain, Kha. You can write these alphabets in the column, so it will remind you that these are the Huruf-e Halq. When you see these letters come after the noon or the tanween, then we have to do al-izhar. The second column was al-iqlab. The alphabet for that was letter ba. Just write the letter ba. In the third column, it was al-idgham. And we had six letters. Yarmalun, ya, ra, mim, lam, waw, noon, yarmalun. So these are six. And Al-Ikhfa will have 15 letters. We are not going to write them. I just want you to memorize these 6 and 1 and 6. Hamza Ha, Ayn Ha, Ghain Kha, letter Ba, and Yarmalun. Now the first word that we are going to take, we are going to continue from Surah Al-Baqarah, going into ayah number 8. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ. Okay, so write these two words. مَنْ يَقُولُ. Man yaqulu. Now which column should this go into? You can see man yaqulu meem has a noon sakin, right? Followed by letter ya. Letter ya belongs to al-idgham, yarmalun. So you have to say man yaqulu. When you do the idgham, some of the idgham letters you do a nasal sound. Like here on the ya, you're going to connect, stop, and make this humming sound. May yaqulu. Okay, so that was the first word. Second word I want you to write. Just one word. Billahi. Billahi. This is the name of Allah. Lafza Jalala. And we know that the Allah word can be pronounced in two ways, soft or heavy. So you just write S for soft, because there is a kasra before the lam of Allah. So you have to say billahi, not lahi. Billah, billahi. Okay, so this was your second word, soft lam, billahi. Okay, number three, write the word yukhadi'una and then Allah. Yukhadi'una. And then Allah. So what is happening here? Yukhadi'una. Noon ends with a zabar. Fatha. And then you have the word Allah. So you say Allah. Yukhadi'una Allah. Allah. So this is a heavy lam. So you can write H for this. That this is yukhadi'una Allah. Number four, just write the word anfusahum. Anfusahum. Now let us look at this. The spelling is alif noon and noon has a sukoon, or it is empty in the Uthmani script. And then you have letter fa. Now think about it. Letter fa, is this from hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha? No, it is not izhar. It is not the letter ba. Is it from the idgham column? Yarmalun? No. Because fa does not belong there. So it has to be one of the 15 letters of ikhfa. So you have to hide it. Anfusahum. Now the letter fa comes from your lips. So when you say anfu, keep the tongue close to your lips. It should be down. Your tongue should be down and close to the lips. Anfusahum. So this is ikhfa. Now if you go to ayah number 10, you will find the word fi qulubihim maradun fazadahum. So you want to write maradun fazadahum. These two words, maradun fazadahum. So you see maradun has got two pesh, tanween. Tanween dhamma, maradun. Then you have letter fa. So letter fa, just like anfusahum we did, letter fa is from your ikhfa. So you have to hide the noon sound on maradun. So you have to say maradun fazadahum. So this is again ikhfa. Now your sixth letter or sixth word, I want you to write the fazadahum, fazadahumu, and then Allahu. Fazadahumullahu. So here we have Allahu. Before Allahu, you have a pesh on the meem. So when you have this, before Allah, that would be, lamb will be heavy. Law. Lamb fatha is law. Fazadahumullahu. Allahu. So this is a heavy. You can write H for heavy. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Now your seventh word would be مَرَضٌ وَلَهُمْ. So مَرَضٌ, مَرَضٌ and وَلَهُمْ. So مَرَضٌ ends with تَنْوِين فَتْحَة, then وَلَهُمْ. Where does the letter waw come from? Which of our columns? Yarmalun, right? Idgham. So when you have waw coming, you have to connect the two fatha. You have to say maradun walahum, maradun walahum. So this is going to be idgham with gunna. Those of you who use the Uthmani script, the Arabic Mushaf, there is no shadda on the waw. You have to imagine that there is a shadda. And you also have to do gunna, hold the sound to harakat. Maradun walahum. Your next word is adabun alimun. Adabun alimun. Adab starts with ayn. Adabun. There's two pesh. And then alif. Either you see alif or you see hamza. Alif, whenever there's a fatha on alif, you always know there's a hamza hiding there. Okay? Either you see it or you don't, but without the hamza, there's no sound. So it is hamza ha, remember? From our throat letters. So adabun ends with tanween, dhamma, followed by hamza. So this is, hamza comes from your throat. And the throat letters belong to first column, al izhar. So this is going to be izhar. Adabun alimum. Now, alimun actually is your next letter or your next word, number 9. Alimum bima. Alimum bima. The when you have the baby meme on top, actually, originally there were two pesh, alimun. And then there was a letter bima. So because bima be comes, so your second dhamma becomes a meme. It becomes alimum bima. And where, which column do you think this belongs to? This is your second column, al-iqlab. Iqlab means like you're changing or turning. So you're turning the noon into a meme sound. Alimum bima kanu yakzibun. So these are the letters for today. We have 9 of them. Inshallah, I hope that it's getting clearer to you. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.